from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, remembering one of the saddest, most tragic days in all of American history. A bell tolls at the site of the World Trade Center, remembering the day 16 years ago when terrorists struck and murdered over 3,000 innocent people in three separate locations in the United States. Donald Trump, for the first time as president, led the nation in remembering the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington in 2001. President Trump marked the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil in a ceremony at the White House with a moment of silence at 8:40 a.m., the time when a first airliner hijacked by al-Qaeda terrorists crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. A second jet hit the second World Trade Center tower 23 minutes later. President Trump also attended a remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon, which was hit and badly damaged by another of the four commercial jets seized on that fateful day.
Here on the west side of the Pentagon, terrorists tried to break our resolve. It's not going to happen. But where they left a mark with fire and rubble, Americans defiantly raised the stars and stripes, our beautiful flag, that for more than two centuries has graced our ships, flown in our skies, and led our brave heroes to victory after victory in battle.
Joanne Marie Adiolis.
In New York, names of the victims were being read out after a moment of silence was held. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is set to vote on a new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its continuing nuclear program and missile tests. The draft resolution is considerably watered down from what the Americans put forward a week ago and follows intense negotiations with Russia and China, which both have to veto powers in the council. The new draft, due to be voted on late Monday, removes an oil embargo against North Korea that the U.S. was seeking and replaces it with a cap at current levels of crude oil exports to North Korea. China has been very reluctant to take any drastic measures that might potentially collapse North Korea's economy. Hurricane Irma weakened into a tropical storm Monday as it moved over northern Florida and into southern Georgia, even as its torrential rains and dangerous storm surges remained a threat to produce coastal flooding. Irma's sustained winds have diminished to 100 kilometers an hour with higher gusts. The death toll from a cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen to 35. The UN humanitarian agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. UNICEF warns the disease threatens more than 1 million people, many living in displacement camps as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. Pakistani police say gunmen in Baluchistan province have killed four members of the Hazara community. Now, that's a Shiite minority group. The victims were traveling in a vehicle on the road between Quetta and the Afghan border. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Hazara community has long been a target of Sunni militants. An offer of a month-long ceasefire by Muslim militants in western Myanmar has apparently been rejected by the government as the number of displaced Rohingya refugees seeking safe haven in Bangladesh has risen to nearly 300,000. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
Latest round of violence has left 400 people dead. Pope Francis called for an end to political violence in Venezuela, appealed for an end to modern forms of slavery, and called on all Colombians to embrace reconciliation as the country tries to come out from under 50 years of conflict between the government and leftist rebels. Before ending his five-day visit to Colombia, the Pope celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.